Just with a few students in the cafe, and they've said, I've given them a task. Give me the 5 questions that students would ask about their first assignment on management strategy. The first question was about perceptions. Now, what we're trying to achieve on this module is to simulate the real world. In the real world, you'll be writing a report in a team, but you'll be making an individual contribution. What we don't want in the real world is for you to walk into a boardroom and to make a presentation and say, I've actually done the same issues as such and such, or whatever. What you've got to be able to say is, the manager's going to ask certain questions like, what issues have you identified? Why are they the key issues? How have you arrived at those key issues? And what analysis have you done in order to produce the findings that you've produced? And what would you recommend for change? And those changes might be thumbs up, good job, or it might be some very constructive things to do. So we're trying to simulate the real world. The fact that you're working in a group is so that you can share, you can collaborate, and you can work together as a team. As we found out in previous years, references, your research, all these different types of things are not that strong as a second year student, so you need to work together in order to raise the standard in your group. That's what I'm interested in. But in the real world, an individual will contribute a part to a group report or to a presentation in the boardroom. So you are making your 2-page contribution. And then the appraisal is there to assess your ability on collecting skills. I want to know that you work well on your team. I want to know that your research is credible. I want to know that you're developing the ability to apply theory, the application of theory. And I'm very, 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 very interested, if we can, is to nurture those high-order thinking skills, your analytical skills, your synthesis skill, and your evaluation abilities. That's where I really want you to be. But some of the questions I'm getting are quite basic, and they're because you're in a mindset. Now, students can get up when they want, they can go to lectures when they want, and they can skip things. Don't have to work well in groups, but in the real world, you gel as a team, you work well, you make a contribution to a group activity, and you present together. Nothing is worse than a group presentation and 2 people are saying the same thing, or they're not relating it to each other. You've got to show your ability to work as a team, but to make an individual contribution. That is another area that you're being assessed on. Some of the questions. Can we look at the same management issues as other people in your group? Well, firstly, if there's a problem, the answer is, I'm not going to check. But if you're in that boardroom and you're making your presentation and you're saying the same thing as somebody else, they're not going to give you the money. They're not going to be very impressed. You've got to offer a different contribution to your other teammates. But I want you all to work together so that you get the best grades possible. Another issue about the management issues, if you're taking the issue that Steve Jobs has died, well, that might be a very, very high-level issue, and that could be part of the context of a report. But there are motivational issues to do with that. That's one person's contribution. There are leadership issues associated with his death. That's another set of issues. There are cultural implications of his death. So you could look at a major issue in many, many different ways. You've got to be able to break that down. But as what you've been trying to do in the groups is you've been getting each application area, so you've been looking at motivation theory in relation to your company, leadership theory in relation to your company, teamwork theory in relation to your company, and then you must come together as a group and say, well, there's 3 issues which are to do with leadership and 2 to do with culture issues, and only 1 to do with motivational issues. Or you might say all the issues are actually motivational and there's different areas we need to look at here. Now, you need to decide on that, but first you've got to do the analysis. And the problem is, and probably the main confusion is, the students are not doing the analysis as a team. Then once you've done the analysis, you do the synthesis, and you work out what the issues are. And then you're able to do your contribution. So a lot of students are jumping the gun. They're jumping straight to an issue, right in their report, without doing the group discussion and the issues. How many theories do I need to use? The more theories, the better, but I want to see your critical analysis. So you need to look at a number of theories, 2 or 3 theories from different areas, which would be great. And also offer a strong conclusion.